ظروف الحياة في معسكر
On the border between South Sudan and Ethiopia, conditions for refugees in the Doya camp are tough. Zainab and her family have just voluntarily returned to their country after living for years on the Ethiopian side.
Life is very difficult and very unfair. They came back on foot. There was not even a car to bring them here. I'm trying now to prepare some food for the children. Their life there was not better either.
Aisha and her friends walk long distances to get drinking water for their families.
The water container is too heavy for my head. We do this 3 times in order to get water every day.
Every day this camp receives new families who are returning from Ethiopia. They hope to overcome any difficulties they face to start a new life, but that's proving difficult.
We need an urgent improvement in medical care. There are no doctors here at all. There is only one man who knows about first aid, and he is not even available every day in the camp.
Authorities in Kurmuk Governorate are struggling to provide what people here need.
We urge all organizations and all philanthropists to stand with us and help us to provide a suitable environment for the returnees from Ethiopia to be able to settle here in their areas.
The results of war are evident everywhere in Kurmuk. The poor condition of roads linking other regions to the town is yet another obstacle that aid organizations now need to overcome to help those wanting to return home. Haytham Mawit, Al Jazeera. Haytham Mawit, Kurmuk, Southern Blue Nile.